Teaching ELL students is a privilege and a joy. Is it easy? No way. But with the right support, you can feel empowered to tackle each day with ease and confidence. I'm your host, Beth Boucher, founder of Inspiring Young Learners. With over 10 years of teaching both nationally and internationally, I know what it takes to ensure that your ELL students have what they need to thrive today, tomorrow, and for life. I'm on a mission to empower you to equip your English language learners. Welcome to Equipping ELLs. Let's get to today's episode. I've taken the last couple months off just to kind of rest a little, refresh, read up, and really build my skills back up again so I can be showing up for you and helping support you in a really practical way. I know that especially this time of the year, there's a lot of things that you have on your plate. And so coming back, I really want this space to feel like something that actually supports you in your real classroom, in what your day-to-day looks like. Not just give you more to think about, but really practical things that you can apply right away. So we're here to empower you, to equip your English language learners, and doing that through really practical ways. So a lot of this might be just looking at things in a different light, maybe focusing on things in a different way and helping you have a clear path forward of easy steps you can take that are going to help your students have language growth. So I want to ask, have you ever tried something with your students and for a minute, it actually felt like it was working? Like maybe they were engaged, they were participating, they were communicating with one another, and you thought, yes, finally, this might be it. But then a week later, it seems to have disappeared. That excitement from the start has kind of lost. And so then you're back to wondering, why doesn't anything seem to stick? If that's you, you are not alone. And what I want you to hear more importantly is that the reason is probably not what you think. Because here's what I see happening over and over again with teachers. That you are trying. You are putting so much effort, so much time, so much energy and money of your own out of your own pocket. A lot of times after school, on the weekends, you're pulling small groups. You're trying new strategies. You're finding new resources. You're adjusting your lessons. And the reality is, everyone that we get to work with, we see how much you care for your students. That's why you spend all this time trying to figure this out, right? But we know what it looks like in the day-to-day in the classroom and in support groups with your multilingual learners, that your schedule changes. You have testing that you have to change everything around for. You get pulled for something else. Your admin adds something new on your plate. You're balancing multiple levels of students. You don't always have the resources you need. Does this sound more like the day-to-day of your classroom? So what happens? Well, we keep trying new things. And maybe it works for a little bit. But you don't always get to stick with it because of all these other things that are happening. And then something else takes its place. And we start something new again. And the cycle continues day after day, week after week, year after year. And this is a part that a lot of people don't talk about, is that the issue isn't that you haven't found the right strategy. It's not that your students can't learn. And it's definitely not that you're not doing enough. This is the real issue. It's that nothing is being implemented consistently long enough to actually work. Nothing is being implemented consistently long enough to actually work. I mean, when you think about it, our education system is kind of in this way that this is how it functions. Every year we're trying new things. We're trying the thing that we think will be the solution. When I think the solution is to pull back and start to put things in place consistently, that we know are going to produce the results that we're looking for. We know research tells us there are core things that are going to help our language learners grow. Yet when we're constantly trying new things, when our admin keeps throwing new things at us, new platforms and apps and curriculum and all of these things that we're starting fresh again, this is impacting our students and it's impacting us. Because Reed tells us that language development takes repetition, it takes familiarity, and it takes structure over time. And when things are constantly changing, even for very real and valid reasons, your students never get enough exposure to actually grow. But what my students really needed was to just consistently create some routines and put some structure in place to work with language. That's where growth happens. Because when we try something new all the time, it can leave us feeling super discouraged. It can feel like you've tried everything. Nothing really works for this group of students. I don't even know what else to do. Have you felt that way before? Because the reality is, it's not that nothing works. It's that nothing had the chance to work because it didn't happen long enough. And I want to say this very clearly. This is not your fault. Like I was saying, our education system is a system that constantly shifts your attention and priorities. Think about even the last 3 years. How much has been shifting in the education system, in your school, in your classroom, due to new ideas, new trends, new objectives, new priorities, new budgets? It's constant. But because we are in a system that operates that way, it doesn't mean that your students can't grow, and it doesn't mean that you're stuck. So here's a small shift you can make starting tomorrow. Instead of asking, what should I try next? I want you to ask this. What can I commit to consistently for the next 2 weeks? I mean, doesn't that feel more doable than just the next thing, the next thing, the next thing? Give yourself that 2 week time that you're going to commit to yourself, you're going to commit to your students and try something. Because yes, we could do things consistently. I'm thinking of some really dry curriculum that I've had to use before that I consistently did it, but my students hated it. I hated it. And they didn't make the growth because they weren't engaged. So we can stick with things consistently that aren't what's best for our students. So let's try to find what is best for our students and stick with that. So think about that group that you're really struggling with. And you're just saying, I've tried so many things and I'm not finding anything that's working. Think of that group right now and think about, what can I commit to consistently for the next 2 weeks? Just one thing, not 10 things, not a full overhaul, one thing. So for example, let's say you choose sentence frames for speaking. Okay, we want to get really clear and really practical. Focus on that one thing. So instead of switching strategies or trying something new the next day, you commit to using those sentence frames for speaking every day. You keep the structure the same. You let your students get familiar with it. Because you know what will happen? Your students will know what to expect. The participation is going to increase. The confidence is going to increase. And language actually starts to develop. Not because it's some magic strategy, but because it's consistent and because it's what that group of students needs. So again, think about that group of students that you're just having a hard time with. Pinpoint, get specific. What do you want? What do they need from you? What domain are they really struggling in? Or if it's a really difficult group, maybe pick a domain that they're really great in and focus on that first to just start to build those routines, build those parameters, build that confidence as you work with them, build that relationship with them. Stick to it for 2 weeks. Commit now. Say it out loud wherever you are that you're going to commit to doing this. Because this is where I see the biggest difference with teachers who start to feel more confident. It's not that they're doing more. It's that they're doing fewer things, but they're doing them consistently. And honestly, this is one of the hardest parts of teaching, ELLs in real classrooms, because everything around you is pushing you to switch, to adjust, to find the magic answer so that they have the growth that everyone's expecting them to have in 1 week instead of the 5 to 7 years that it takes them, right? There are so many things that are pulling on you to push them forward and push them faster and find that solution. But like I said, the solution really is in choosing consistent things that your students need to focus on and sticking with it. I also see a lot of teachers trying to build out these programs, or their schools building out a new program, or building out using these standards and trying to break these down into the day-to-day. And what I see is that there's a lot of lost time, because as teachers approach these standards, they're not sure what this looks like in the classroom. So they're spending a lot of time trying to make sense of that, trying to figure that out. And they're losing those precious moments with their students. And the year's already flown by. So again, I'm going to go back to that same challenge. As you're learning and growing and developing in how to use these standards and sitting in these meetings with other admin and teachers and figuring those questions out, focus on being consistent in the little things day to day. Because your students then can start somewhere, you can start somewhere, and they can work on their language development even as you're maybe figuring out a bigger system, maybe assessment, scope and sequences, or something that's maybe more school-wide. That's a great initiative. But like I said, a lot of times that day-to-day gets lost, and that's what matters, is showing up consistently and providing that support for them, building those routines for them to know what to expect, to grow in confidence and participation. So if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, I know I need more consistency, but I don't even know what that should look like in my classroom. Or maybe you're like, okay, well, now I got to figure out what can I be consistent with? What do they need? I don't even know. We are here to help you with that. Okay. We told you this podcast is going to be about practical application. So if that is you, or you're just, you know what your students need, but you want to continue to grow and learn, then what I want you to do is go onto Instagram, to our Equipping ELLs Instagram account, and send us a message, a direct message, a DM, and send us the word consistent. If you send us that word on Instagram at Equipping ELLs, we will send you a simple guide with a few routines and resources that you can start using right away. Things that we know will guarantee language growth and will make it super easy for you to commit and use one of these things over the next 2 weeks. And I promise, if you commit to that, in 2 weeks, I'm going to be getting emails from you and messages that say, hey, this is working. My students love this. They're excited. They're talking more. They're coming in ready to work. That's the beauty of consistency. So we want you to start seeing that in your classroom. Message us on Instagram at Equipping ELLs with the word consistent, and we will get you that guide right away, because we want to bring more consistency into your teaching without adding more to your plate. Because the truth is, you don't need more ideas. There's a million ideas out there. There's a million places you can go to find ideas. What you really need, something that actually sticks. So message us on Equipping ELLs on Instagram with consistent, and we will send you 5 of our favorite that you will absolutely love to use with whatever grade level or language level you work with your students. But we have seen that these work. So again, it's great to be back. I've missed you all, and we are looking forward to a bunch of new episodes coming your way, all with practical ways that you can equip your English language learners. Bye for now.